A very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America in Washington on Wednesday, January 25th, 2023. This is the Diaspora Forum. I am Kip Stube. Tonight, we are discussing challenges faced by more than 187,000 holders of Zimbabwe exemption permits. They are expected to regularize their immigration status in South Africa by the end of June this year. Those that will fail to do so will be deported. But first, a look at what is happening in Harare, where the trial of Zengeza West lawmaker Job Sikala continued in Harare today, with a key witness telling a local magistrate that Sikala made remarks in a video that incited public violence. In the video used as an exhibit in court, Sikala was allegedly addressing people in Yatsime following the killing of CCC activist Mo Blessing Ali by suspected ZANU-PF supporters sometime last year. Our correspondent Ndondolozi Ndlovu caught up with Sikala's lawyer Jeremiah Pamu outside the court.
Proceeded with the trial against Job Sikala in the matter in which he is alleged to have incited public violence in relation to the 31 July 2020 demonstrations. The officer commanding CID Law and Order, Harare Province, the crime section of it, Superintendent Tunganga, was on the witness stand. He finished giving his evidence, and the matter was rolled over to tomorrow for trial continuation. To Monday.
Yes, we understand when we're in court that there seem to be delays where the court has been rolled over to Monday, when in fact we're supposed to continue after lunch and tomorrow. What is the issue?
We lamented before the court the fact that the state is showing disdain or disregard for the court, because we had scheduled that this matter will continue at 2:15 today, and all of a sudden the state prosecutors then came to say they have other engagements at 2:30, so they can't sit at 2:15. So that is our worry. The state is delaying the continuation or conclusion of this matter.
In another court case, CCC interim spokesperson Fatsaya Maere was in court today, facing charges of communicating falsehoods. She was arrested last year for posting a statement on Twitter alleging that a policeman on lockdown patrol duties fatally struck a baby that was trapped on its mother's back. And 26 members of the same party have been appearing in court in the last 3 days, seeking bail following their arrest in Harare for holding a so-called illegal gathering at the home of a local lawmaker. Yabukambe mahlabezulu njani lapho khona namhla ke sihlolisisa imizamo yabadabuka eZimbabwe abahlala kwele South Africa abazama ukuthola amaphepha okuhlala kulelo lizwe okusemthethweni. Singakangeni kulolu daba sike sikhangele okwenzakale eHarare namhlanje. Umthethondaba uqhubekele phambili uthonisa icala lokuthuthuzela udlakela eletheswa uMnumzana Job Sikala, omele iZengeza West edale lePhalamende. Umthethondaba odlulisele phambili icala leli usithi omunye wabo usalungiselela. USikala kuthiwa wethula amazwi athuthuzela udlakela nyakenye ngesikhathi kusanda kubulawa unkosikazi Mo Blessing Ali ngabacatshangelwa okuba ngamalunga ebandla leZANU-PF eNyatsime. Kusenjalo obambe isikhundla okwesikhatshana so sesikhulumeli sebandla le-CCC unkosazana Fatsaya Maere besemthethwandaba namhla lapho abebhekane khona lecala lokwethula umbiko okuthiwa ungamanga enkundleni yeTwitter. UMaere wethula umbiko oveza ukuba kulepolisa elabulala umntwana oyebelethwe ngunina. For now, let's get back to the topic of the day. As Zimbabweans living in South Africa who are holders of exemption permits become jittery about working in the country ahead of the June 30th deadline to regularize their status, the Zimbabwean government says it is ready for their return. In a message on Twitter, Information Secretary Nick Mangwana said they are ready for the returnees if they fail to get new permits. For perspective, we reached Emmanuel Moyo, who lives and works in South Africa.
On my point of view, this system of permitting It's not possible. As it is, if we drop this here, here I'm here. I've been here for 2 weeks and I've visited the Lord. So you can't say honestly you say that you can move out. No. Just a little bit. And then the city is now, we don't know the way for it. We'll say every 6 months you're staying. After 6 months they stay. I've got a family in your place. And my business, I don't know what to do, wait for it. I don't know. Anything else comes out, we accept it. What's the empty point of the rose on Saturday? We don't want to break the rules. We have the members now. But every 9 or 6 months, they were 10 for 6 months. So, what do you do? If they extend, after every 6 months they extend, we never know the way forward. It's difficult for us. For now, it is difficult.
That was Emmanuel Moyo, a Zimbabwean working in South Africa, speaking to Studio 7 in Tuso Kumalo. Our correspondent also spoke to Munashe Shoko. Munashe Shoko is a Zimbabwean living in South Africa. He was speaking to our correspondent Tuso Kumalo. We also interviewed Ntozi Sindlovu, another Zimbabwean living in South Africa. Utoke lo Tuso Kumalo Motabalolo. That was Mthokozi Simoyo, a Zimbabwean living and working in South Africa. Umexoxa lo Tuso Kumalo. Now, let's take a brief break.
In times of change, when the world seems uncertain, and what we hear doesn't reflect what we see, we seek the truth. When we are told only part of the story, we lose trust. In moments of crisis, our dreams, hopes, and wishes for a better tomorrow depend on a free press. At Voice of America, we bring you the stories that people take risks to see. We connect the world and unite it with truth. At Voice of America, we show you the whole picture.
Joining us right now to discuss this issue, we have Lempini Ndlovu, an immigration lawyer, Mabuto Mapena of the Zimbabwe community in South Africa, and Professor Kim Konza, an independent political commentator. Welcome to the show, gentlemen.
Thank you. Good evening, good evening to your listeners.
Thank you very much. So we'll start with you, Mr. Velempini Ndlovu, if you can hear us where you are. So this issue concerning the Zimbabwe exemption payments. So what is going on? Because we hear that many people are really struggling to regularize their status.
Yes, many people are struggling to regularize their stay because they were told to move to regular payments. But if you remember, the ZTP permits were given to people who did not qualify for any regular permits. So the people are not able to move from those other, from the ZTP to the regular permits that they are supposed to move to.
So what is making it so difficult for them to, you know, update their status there?
Yes, what's problematic is that there are requirements, like if you are supposed to get a critical skills visa, you're supposed to have a critical skills, which is on the critical skills list, which is published by the Department of Home Affairs. But many people who are on the ZTP permit are people who are maids, people who are working, some of them as security guards, most of them as waitresses and waiters at the restaurants. So those people, they don't have the requisite skills and qualifications to qualify for the critical skills.
So now what is going to happen to all these people without the necessary skills to get those important jobs?
We really don't know what's going to happen to all those people, but we are hoping that there's a court case that is coming before the court sometime in February. The Herman Suzman Foundation is taking the Department of Home Affairs to court. So that is now the last hope of everyone who's on ZTP, who does not qualify for a critical skills permit.
Yeah, I was telling you, Ndlovu, ukuthi ngesintu sibili kwenzakalani ngamaphepha la ukhanya abantu bathwele nzima. Yeah, Ndlovu, I think maybe you have lost Ndlovu in the process. So let's get to Mr. Mabuto Mapena of the Zimbabwe Community in South Africa. Mr. Mapena, welcome to the show, sir. Mr. Mapena, can you hear me? Yeah, I can hear you, but it seems there are some kind of echoes, you know, where you are. But can you hear me?
I'm also getting some echo from your end, but I can hear you.
Yeah, now I can hear you. So what's going on with these papers?
Well, like has already explained that those that do not qualify are unable to apply to move to other visas. So if someone does not qualify and does not submit their application by the end of the grace period, it is expected that such individuals will have to relocate to their country of origin, which in this case is Zimbabwe. That is the standard practice.
So now, so many people won't qualify, Mr. Mapena, and some are applying for exemption permits. So how many have qualified so far in terms of, you know, getting new visas? How many have been given exemption permits and so forth?
We do not have information in terms of how many have applied. The last update, which was last year, we're told that 6,000 people have submitted their applications. The challenge that we have is that the Department of Home Affairs is not responding to a number of inquiries from ordinary ZEP holders, because they wrote to the department, because initially the Department of Home Affairs wrote twice to each holder of ZEP informing them of the decision of cabinet and also to say if there are challenges, the lines of communication are open with government. People then wrote stating their reasons why they think they do not qualify and asking government or the department trying to clarify on how to apply or the kind of assistance that can be rendered to them. There was no response from government when we asked the acting director or acting deputy director for immigration had said they are responding to each individual, but what we are getting from the applicants themselves is that they are not receiving any information. There is also the application for waivers. People have been applying for waivers. A number of them have not been responded to. Some people that submitted their applications as May 2022, they have not received any communication from the Department of Home Affairs. So it's difficult, therefore, to get correct figures in terms of the people that have applied and the response by the cabinet, I mean government, whether it grants them or it rejects.
Thank you very much, and stay on the line. Let's go to Professor Mkonza. Professor Mkonza is an independent political commentator based in South Africa. Professor Mkonza, so panenya apa? I mean, zuni asufamba mushe pana. Uruz wana se.
Ichoka dimko majib tala chiri panenya ya ku wajaka to zitatika. Ini maone rangu ndekuti urumende South Africa yakaona sekuti vagari vemuno South Africa, macitizens emuSouth Africa anga ari kutama neuwandu vari kubva kunze kunyanya vekuZimbabwe. Saka pavakati vakumbura mapemiti aya maZP ndobva vaita sekuti vada kupa mukana kune vane mapemiti kuti vatagina mapemiti. Yaingova nzira yakanaka yekungotaurira vazhinji vana veZimbabwe vanga vane mapemiti kuti aiwa penyu kukana kudzokera kumusha. Asi vakazvitaura nepachirungu yatingati in diplomatic term. Nekuti sezvataurwa nebota redu vanhu vazhinji vanoita vakaita zvemaZTP vanhu vanga vasina kana wekuaplya mapemiti. Saka kuti hurumende yesouth africa itarisa kuti vanhu ivava vangawane kugona kuaplya fomwe mapemiti kwakumboti kutaura hako, asi vanhu vachidzwa kuti ai vanhu ava hakuna mukana iwoyo.
So we've got some people as well still on the line, Professor Mkonza. People who are sending messages. We've got Mobile and Lovu, who sent a message on VOA 27 that is in the developer page. He says, Baba Tube, who's the Ima? Utawalama Pemis Lola Squaz, Uti, Losa Svea P. Who's away and Jalo, Lord Richard Moyo, Uti, who's the Masvili, Empilio and Asaz, Uti, Sianga Pigonke Loco. Who's away again, Love Victor, La Yakuluma Lapa, Uti Evant. So now let's go back to Mr. Velempini Ndlovu. So Mr. Velempini Ndlovu is an immigration lawyer. So he will tell us, you know, about some of these processes that take place when you apply for such visas. So Mr. Ndlovu, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Now tell us the process of, you know, in which these people go through. If let's say they are applying for new permits, do they pay anything to people like you as lawyers to apply, or they just do it on their own? And if they pay you guys, how much does it cost to process, let's say, one visa?
What the Home Affairs Department has done now is to say that people should apply through an agency. The agency is called VFS. So they go to the VFS website to apply. Mm-hmm. And it's very difficult for people, especially people who are not computer literate, to apply using that website because the website is a bit complex and not user-friendly. So many people are having to use the services of immigration lawyers like myself to apply. But the problem is that people who are moving from ZTP, most of them don't have the requisite qualifications. So what they are having to do, they are having to apply for what is called a waiver. So what a waiver is you asking the Department of Home Affairs and telling them that you don't have the requisite qualifications and you are asking them to look at your application and allow you to apply for the general work permit without those qualifications, which is what Mabena was referring to. So people have applied to for those waivers, but the Department of Home Affairs has not yet responded to anyone who applied for a waiver. Last year, they did respond and they did reject everyone who had applied, but they later on recanted and they rescinded their decision to say that, okay, they're cancelling the decision and then they will get back to people at a later stage, but they never did. So to apply, it's very difficult, and if you are not someone who's computer literate, you will not be able to apply at the VSS site because it's complex and it requires you to know how to use a computer, and not only how to use a computer, but also to know how to use that website.
And then there's this court case that is coming. What's your take on that court case?
Hello?
What's your take on the court case that is coming in February? Do you think, you know, the Zimbabweans are going to win in this case?
The court case, it's going to be a difficult thing because even if they win, the government is going to drag the case for a long time. So the government has got all the resources, and the people who are challenging the government do not have the resources. So the government can actually drag the case, and people are going to have problems because if the June deadline, June 30, 2023 deadline comes, and the people's permits are said to have expired, people's bank accounts are going to be closed, people are going to lose their jobs, and then the court case will, if it starts in February, it can drag on for years at times. So people are going to be affected adversely in that they will lose their bank accounts, they will lose their jobs, because employers are not going to risk also getting fined by the Department of Labor for employing a person who does not have a permit, right? So they're not going to, the case, the merits of the case are going to be judged by the judge. But what people are arguing is that people have actually stayed in South Africa for too long, like for it to be 13 years this year since they were first given the permits in 2010. So for them to be now told to pick up and go back to where they come from, they are arguing that it's not something that they expected, because they expected the permits to be renewed again, like they had been renewed 3 times before. And then the government said, no, they're not renewing the permit. But they were special permits. So as to whether the courts will say that people should actually stay is something that will only become clear when the court case is in session. Because it depends on how the people who are supporting those people who are supporting the Zimbabweans are going to argue in court. Because the mistake that the other guys made, who had initially started to take the government to court, it was that they were asking for permanent residence permit instead of asking for a renewal. So the Helen Suzman Foundation, I don't know what it's asking for. I have not read their court papers, but they are just asking that the people remain and the permits are renewed. So they are not asking for permanent residence.
Yes, yes, thank you.
They are asking for a renewal.
Thank you very much, and stay on the line. For those that have just joined our show, please note that we are streaming this discussion live on our Facebook pages. VOA Shona, VOA Studio 7, and VOA Njebele. We're also live on YouTube, VOA Zimbabwe. You can also find us on our websites, www.voandebele.com, www.voashona.com, and www.voazimbabwe.com. You can also send us a message right now on our WhatsApp number, +1 202 651. Okay, I'll get that number straight. It's +1 202 365-0318. I think I got it right. And our guest tonight, Velempini Ndlovu, an immigration lawyer, Mr. Nobuto Mapena of the Zimbabwe community in South Africa, and Professor Rikim Konza, an independent political commentator. Let's turn to you, Mr. Mapena, briefly. Ukanya Mazano Tabalulu is more political than what people think. So why not go the political way? Engage the ANC, engage the government, and engage the Zimbabwean government. Can that work? Briefly?
It has been political from the word go, because the granting of special permits in 2010, the DZP, was a political decision. It was through negotiations. You will know that there was cholera in Zimbabwe at the time. It was also during the inclusive government, when the government of Zimbabwe was trying to rebuild the economy. You will also know that there were those Zimbabweans that had acquired South African documents, and it was creating an international problem, because the United Nations Security Council had said South Africa was a security threat, because anyone could acquire the South African passport. And then in 2010 January, as people were returning from holidays, the South African passports have been withdrawn from them. A number of such individuals appeared in court. They were sentenced to 3 months in prison or 3,000 rands option of a fine. So it was at that process that negotiations continued, and then the decision was that you grant amnesty, that any person that is a holder of a South African ID, authentic though acquired fraudulently, would not be prosecuted. Any person that had acquired a political asylum, even though they were not political victims but economic migrants, they can surrender their asylum documents in exchange for payments. And anyone who was not documented at all can use that process and apply for a permit. So it has been negotiations. We had.
Maybe before you go that further, let's take a caller, then we'll come back to you. Caller, who's your name somewhere?
Hello?
You have a good journey?
Yeah, I my permit is a pattern of song or put one in over. Lengani is the parliamentary, and I was pumele again. Kathele sahapula amaweva akhona last year azange sithole impendulo kumbe sirejectiwe kumbe asirejectwanga asazi ukuthi sihlalele eminyameni kathi sijuni sinadingi 6 months iyaphela manje asazi ukuthi siyabe sine ngaphi
pho manje abantwana kuyahamba njani lani futhi
thina kutho ukuthi sizomelela yini umhla ka 30 June lo siphume sibe siyongena ngamapassport sihambise abantwana ekhaya. Inkinga ekhaya nxa sifika uyazi ba imfundo yeSouth Africa nemfundo yalapha yaseZimbabwe ishiyene totally. Kutho ukuthi nxa umntana nami esiyabhala umatric this year, like mina wami uzobhala umatric this year, kutho ukuthi kasozokumbhala ngokujuni nizobe siyamthumile.
Kulo buzima sikhuluma lobani mama?
Sikhuluma lofazisa omoyo.
Siyabonga kakhulu ke mamoyo ungathenga kusasa mama. Yeah. So, Professor Mkonza, your last word, only 10 seconds.
I think this is a difficult situation, and I don't see a South African government going back. I think the decision has been taken. They no longer want as many Zimbabweans as they are here. So, yeah, it's a difficult one. What makes it difficult is that in Zimbabwe, life is quite difficult. There are no jobs.
Thank you.
It's a difficult situation.
Thank you very much. We've come to the end of our show today. Wish to thank our guests and listeners. Let's meet again next time. This is Kip Stube in Washington, D.C. Good night, Zimbabwe.